everyone, and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the powerful sucking and vibrating heating male masturbator from Sohemi. So this is a really cool oral sex toy. It simulates getting your dick sucked. And that's why it's curved, because if you've looked at human anatomy, or I mean, I guess any anatomy, you have the mouth, and then it's not a straight line. There's like a throat. So in concept, this is like the curve of the throat, which gives you a more genuine experience. However, it's a little misleading because the actual insert doesn't curve. So it has the aesthetic of a realistic throat dick sucking robot, but it doesn't actually curve. It just looks like it does, which is a little disappointing because I don't think it would have cost more to have the insert actually curve like an anatomically correct throat, but we'll never know. Anyway, there's some really cool features in this toy regardless I want to talk about. So for some reason, this cap just will not stay on, so I'm just going to take the cap off. But this is what the cap looks like. It's flat. It's not a bad cap. It just doesn't stay on for some reason. Anyway, the insert is red, you know, because it's lips, and it's a generic hole. So, you know, you can imagine this to be a vagina, a butthole, a mouth, whatever you want. I appreciate that. I don't like the overly detailed inserts because you're just going to smush against them anyway. There's three buttons. There's the power button. This is the suction button. It looks like, I don't know, like a vortex. And then there's fire. This has independent heating. What does that mean? It means you can turn the heat on all by itself. So let me turn this on. All right, so you see the button is now illuminated. Maybe it might be hard to tell. The fire button is illuminated. This is heating up now. So you can heat it up without the toy running. I've reviewed some toys in the past that did have a heating function, but only when the toy was running. And the problem with that is it takes several minutes for the insert to warm up. And so you don't want to put your dick in a cold insert and then have it heat up in a few minutes. By that point, you're probably going to come anyway. So this allows you to heat the toy up before you use it, which is great. So let me show you the other buttons. You have the power button. You can turn it on. Now, see this digital display? This shows the setting of the vibrations and the suction, which is really cool. So instead of just clicking through it and then trying to remember what your number is by like counting in your head, like, okay, low is one, two is medium, three is high, four is pattern one, four, five is pattern two. Maybe you like number five. So you have to be like counting in your head, clicking it one, two, three, four, five to get to five. But with this, you can actually see what number you're on. So you can click the power button again, and that's the vibrations. And you can see that the left number is the vibration setting. So now we're on number two, number three, four. Again, low, medium, high are the first three, and then it goes to the patterns. And I like how the power button, it flickers with the pattern. You can kind of tell. So isn't that cool? And you can go through all the different patterns and then it goes back to one. All right. And then the suction is the middle button. And you can see now it's on one, two, three, four. And you can see it. I don't know if you can. Well, you may not. You're not going to be able to see it. Let me put my finger in this. You can see it. Yeah, it's like sucking my finger in. It's probably going to make a noise. So I'm not doing anything with my finger. I'm not pushing it in. It's sucking my finger in. Now, there we go. Now it's sucking in. See that? See how it sucks in? I'm not pushing it in. That's just the suction of the toy pulling my finger in. Here, I'll try to pull it out when it's sucking in. Right, you hear that like pop? It's because it's breaking the seal. So you do get good suction. It's hard to demonstrate, unfortunately, but you have to take my word for it. All right, so that's about what the toy does as far as the functionality of the toy. So let me turn this off. Now again, when you turn off the suction and the vibration, this little fire still is illuminated because it's still heating up. To turn the heat off, you actually have to hold down the fire independently, and now it's turned off. Okay, let me show you the insert. So the insert comes out, pretty easy to clean. It has a bullet vibrator that's connected by a wire that you have to take out of this little pocket. And then you could wash the insert in the sink by turning it inside out. Very similar to other toys. This is what I was talking about. You can look down into the insert. It doesn't curve. There's no actual curvature for this toy. So the insert goes straight back. It doesn't curve, but the aesthetic of the toy makes you think it does. It makes you think you're actually going to get a realistic throat kind of experience, and you don't, which is very upsetting. You know, I would have liked an actual curved toy with a curved insert that had a realistic throat texture. It has a generic studded texture with, well, it's not just studded. You have some fins on the bottom, some rings, and some studs. So it's textured. It feels good. It just, an anatomically correct throat texture. And then, you know, this is good. Having the bolt vibrator in the back is good because that's where the uvula is in the back of the throat. So they should have had the bolt vibrator in the back as they have, as the uvula, had a realistic throat texture, and then had it curve with the toy to simulate a realistic blowjob. So I don't know, is there some kind of technical reason they couldn't curve the insert? Were they getting bad feedback? I don't know. A little disappointing, that's all. But anyway, sorry, I accidentally pushed down the button. So easy to clean. You just take the insert out, rinse it off in the sink, dry it off, and then you just feed it back over the lip as you're putting it back in after you put the bolt vibrator back into the pocket. And there you go. And that's about all she wrote. So the toy's great, actually. It works really well as a suction toy. I really, really like the independent heating. Almost no other toys do that, so I'm very impressed by that. The one thing I would have liked, okay, so some toys have this, some toys don't when it comes to these suction toys. A basically keep sucking, keep sucking, keep sucking toy. So this thing has different settings. I'll show you what I'm talking about. So I'll turn it on to different settings. But they always give up. So here's three. It's supposed to be like high. Okay? See how it stops? You get 5 seconds, and then it stops. There is no setting where you can just have it keep sucking. And there's also no suction release. Some of the toys I've reviewed that have suction, there's a just keep sucking away setting, and then there's a release setting where you can basically manually make it suck and then manually release it. And the reason why you want to do that is sometimes you want the soul sucked out of your dick. And this one doesn't offer you that. And this is the other problem too. If you're trying to actually masturbate with this toy, you're trying to pull against the suction. That's when it feels really good, when you're pulling away from the suction as the toy's sucking you in and you're like pulling out. That feels good. The problem is when it stops sucking. So you're going in and out, and then all of a sudden the suction stops, and then your dick comes out. And then you gotta put it back in. And you gotta fight the suction. That feels good. Oh, and then it stops. See how annoying that is? It would have been better. Turn this off. It would have been better if there was a setting that the suction just kept going. And you had to like, because that feels great. It really feels great when you're fighting against the suction. And it feels like a blowjob. It's great. But it doesn't have that. You have patterns of, you know, various, it sucks for however many seconds before it finally releases you. But I would have appreciated just a full suck button. And then, however, you can't hurt yourself if it sucks too hard. So having a suction release button is usually standard practice. So you'd have a setting where it just keeps sucking, and then a suction release button to release the air pressure in case it starts to hurt. That's all I would have added. This doesn't have that, unfortunately. It has various patterns of suction, and the vibrations feel fine. It's just a bullet vibrator. I really like the heating. That's my favorite feature. I also like the digital display, which tells you what setting you're on, so you don't have to guess and count in your head. So there's a lot going on with this toy. The only things I would change, the things preventing this from being perfect, are one, an infinite suck setting with a pressure release button, and if the insert actually curved like a throat, and especially if it were anatomically correct with the bolt vibrator in the uvula, that would have been absolutely perfect. That would have gotten like a 10 out of 10. It's really hard to simulate a blowjob. Because you got to understand, there's a lot that goes into a blowjob. It's not just the suction. You have, you know, maybe the vibrations that she's like humming on your dick. You have her tongue going up and down your shaft. Usually she's like jerking you off as she's like licking your cock. And you know, there's a lot going on with a good blowjob. A good blowjob is like, it's like a fine meal. You have the appetizer, the main course, the dessert. You have to like cleanse the palate. It's a whole thing. And very few toys have even attempted the intricate kind of dance that is a good blowjob. So I do commend this toy for attempting it. I don't think it really nailed it. I think there's probably still more improvements to be made. But all in all, if you're looking for a good blowjob simulator robot, this is one of the better ones. I do especially, once again, like the independent heating. That's something very few toys do. Most of the time, you have to get like one of those USB-powered rods that you stick into the toy and you plug in and it heats the toy up. Those are universal, but having a built-in heating option, very rare, especially if it can heat up before you use it. That's super awesome. All right, let's talk about price. So it is right now, this is a $90 toy. It's supposedly MSRP is at $160 and is on sale at $89, but this is not a $150+ toy. This is a toy that I would say is between $75 and $100, which means it's fairly priced. For $90, it's a fairly priced $75 to $100 high-end type of a toy. Not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but good, fairly priced. I do have a coupon code. You could save 20% on top of the sale price. So it's normally $90. You save 20% on that. If you're in the market for a blowjob robot, this you could do worse than this. You know what this reminds me of? Remember those, there were like these toys where you squeeze their belly and they go ba, and then they'd shut and they go ba. They were like singing toys. They were around for a hot minute, and you'd squeeze that. They make like a sound, and they had mouths like this. That's all I have to add. That's my last little. That's the image I want to leave this review on. Thank you, Sohemi, for sending me this toy. Remember the coupon code in the description to save 20%. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.